Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Back, and now I am joined in the booth by none other than Otupoti singer-songwriter Sam Charlesworth, who is joining me to chat about his Inch Bar performance this weekend, but also his brand new track dropping tomorrow, Way Too Frightened. Sam, how are you going?
Tēnā koe, Lily. I'm going good, thanks. How are you?
It's good to have you in the booth. That's how I'm going.
Thanks for having me here. I'm excited to talk, I guess.
Just excited to talk. Yeah. Well, how's your morning going thus far?
Well,
run me through it.
I kind of woke up and I made some lovely porridge for breakfast and then turned on the TV, which probably isn't the best habit to have as a morning routine, but the WSL is on, which is the World Surf League, and there's some good waves in Fiji. So I was watching that, and then I decided I should probably go for a surf myself instead of watching people surfing. So I drove around to try and find a wave, and it just was a bit messy and not that great. So now I am here.
And that's your surf report for this morning as well.
Yeah, so don't go out, at least in town. The wind's probably going to be turning onshore as well soon, so it'll be better up on the north coast of the peninsula.
There'll be so many people that are so grateful that they didn't have to drive around just like you, Sam.
You're welcome.
Yeah, indeed.
doing the recon for you.
Exactly. Now, you had two massive singles last year, Heaven Knows, which was Radio 1's number one song of the year, period. And then also Are You Okay? This is your, I guess, is it kind of like your third single before your next album?
Yeah, well, I've been saying I've been going to release an album for the last, 3 years, probably, because I have all the songs, but it's just been a matter of finishing them all off. And I felt like I hadn't released anything in a long time, so I was like, I might as well just put another one out, because there's enough songs to last a long time. So, yeah, that's kind of the thought process behind putting this next new song out. There's not really much rhyme or reason to it other than I just felt like doing it. But, yeah, it's a fun song. I'm not sure if it's going to be I still haven't decided the kind of, like, I don't know, the It was part of a project that I did in 2022 with a friend of mine, Harry Charles, who's an incredible producer, who sadly is not in New Zealand anymore. But he's off to bigger and better things in Los Angeles. But it was part of a collection of songs that I kind of did with him that I am trying to decide whether I release as well. So this could potentially be the single of an EP, or it could just be a single. And then you can wait for an album.
Look at you. You're just too vague and mysterious. You're like, yeah, it could be this thing, it could be that, or whatever. I've got hundreds of songs, you know, I'll put them together in whatever order. so the track's a 2022, so it's an old song.
It's a very old song, yeah.
And it's, I guess, you had that song with Ratbag, which it's more similar to that than Heaven Knows or Are You Okay? It's way more kind of indie pop territory.
Totally.
How was the writing process for this track?
Yeah. So I had that song, Look While I'm on TV, way back in 2021, which I did with Sophie, who's now known as Ratbag. And that was actually with Harry as well. So that's not how I met Harry, but I met Harry through Play It Strange songwriting things when I was in high school. But the songwriting process for this one was really fun because Harry basically had a recording studio that he ran in his kind of garage in Auckland, and he got some funding from NZ On Air to do almost like a project with an artist of his choice, being a producer. So he decided he wanted to do some songs with me, and I came in with four songs that I had already kind of written, and I pretended to write on the spot in front of him because he was like wanting to do this collaborative songwriting thing, and I was kind of like, well, I already have these songs that I want to record, so maybe I'll just sneakily pretend to write them so that we record the songs that I already have. And those songs sounded really cool as well. But then there was this one, which I had kind of pieced together we kind of just messed around and had some fun in the studio, really, and we're just jumping from instrument to instrument, just kind of playing music with each other, which is really fun, and kind of just jamming, really. And then I pieced together some lyrics from... I think some of them I got grabbed from a poem, I'm trying to remember, but I think most of them were kind of just like he gave me a microphone and said sing, and I just like kind of sang a couple takes of the song, and then we just chose our favourite bits, which is a really fun and different kind of process to how I would usually do things. It's very much more almost like freestyle in a way, and just really free flowing, which is a cool way of doing it, because I feel like when I do it, when I write songs myself, it's very much sitting down with the guitar and you kind of, I don't know, it's still free flowing and freestyle in a way, but it's different when you have somebody else to bounce off of.
And kind of like the pressure of that time locked situation.
Yeah, exactly. You do have the time constraint of like, I actually have to do something.
Yeah, I can't be like a real egotistical artist right now and be like, it's not perfect.
It's not right.
It's not right. And the music video is very, very fun for this one, filmed in Los Angeles. It kind of, to me, it's the most, and I don't mean this is a bad thing, the most like 2017 thing I've ever seen in my life.
Thank you.
Which is probably, it's, you know, the song is from a long time ago, so it kind of makes sense. But yeah, when I looked at it, I was like, this, the ghost on the skateboard in LA was so of that kind of era.
Totally. It's kind of satirical in a way, but it's kind of satire, but it's also, I don't know, it's kind of just fun. We had fun. It was filmed by my lovely friends, Sam Syrett, who directed it and kind of came up with the idea, and Noah Frisetto, who's an incredible cinematographer and works the camera really well. And they have a really cool, I guess, creative partnership when it comes to filmmaking. They're both kind of just on the same page and on the same level. And so Sam kind of, every time I've been lucky enough to go over to Los Angeles a couple times in the last few years, which is where I did the Heaven Knows video as well, which was also Sam and Noah. But yeah, I was lucky enough to go over there, and every time I go over, I kind of send them both a message, be like, hey, I've got all these songs, I'll just listen to them, and if one inspires you at this point in time, then we can make a music video, basically. Because they're kind of just really keen to do more stuff and have their own little creative fun thing that they can work on and not have too much stress about, because they both work in the actual kind of film industry over there. So it's nice to do something that's just like, you do a day of shooting and you kind of make a random plan and see what happens, which is really cool. So it was a fun way. It was quite, Sam kind of came up with the idea of, I mean, there's a line in the song that talks about a ghost. And so I think that's where he got the ghost idea from.
And
so it's just fun. Just basically it's a video of me going on a date with a ghost around Los Angeles.
You're in some pretty popular places. You're on Venice Beach Boardwalk.
Yep.
I imagine there's always weird going down on Venice Beach Boardwalk.
It's a crazy, crazy... It's literally like a circus of just like the craziest, weirdest people.
Yeah.
Just there 24/7.
Yeah, because you're like in a very public place. Like there are people everywhere and behind you in the music video, but no one cares. Like no one's looking at you.
Nobody
even
was looking twice. It was quite funny. There was actually a few people that were quite obviously tourists. And they kind of, we were riding the bikes, and Noah, who's just insane, he had this giant, big, like, Hollywood spec camera, and he grew up, I can't remember where he grew up, but I think he's from the East Coast, not the West Coast, or maybe he's from somewhere further north, but somewhere where they do a lot of ice skating, so he grew up playing ice hockey and ice skating. And so he had brought rollerblades for the biking shot. So he was rollerblading backwards with this, like,
massive,
expensive camera, like, rollerblading backwards, getting, like, while filming, didn't have, like, a stabilizer or anything either. He was just, like, so good that he could just, like, do it.
Wow.
And so people kind of saw that and probably were like, what is going on here? Not that it was probably any more interesting than all the other crazy antics going around
us. You're just one of the monkeys but in that circus.
But it was hilarious. We kind of like had stopped at the end of a shot, and like this group of people came over. One of them was like on FaceTime to some people, and I was like, okay, what's going on? And they're like, oh my god, like, who are you? Like, this, you guys are filming this like thing. And I was like, yeah, like I make music, and we're making a music video. They fully thought I was like some kind of celebrity,
hugely famous.
Like, they fully came over and were like, oh, can we like get a photo with you? Like, what's your streaming thing? And like, so they fully like searched me up and followed me on Instagram and everything. I was like, damn, I should just do this every day.
Totally. Just walk around LA looking like you're famous. Yeah, it's the way to do it.
Fake it till you make it.
Exactly. And you're performing at Inch Bar this Saturday. I imagine, can you technically play this song on an acoustic guitar?
I could, but I to be honest, I haven't tried to play it or figured out how to play it since creating it. Maybe I should do that tonight and sit down and learn it and see if it will sound good on an acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
For those of you who missed out last month, this is basically a show that I've been given by Inch Bar to do at the end of the last Saturday of every month. So we did the first one last month, and it was incredible.
It was super packed.
It was crazy packed. I couldn't believe it. I was actually like, my heart was so warm. I was like, that is so sweet that this many people wanted to come and listen to us strum and sing songs.
Yeah, and we were a total nuisance to the people who worked there, trying to go back and forth to the kitchen.
it was a great time. If you would like to come and hear some really incredible singer-songwriters and just acoustic, I guess, musicians sing songs and perform their craft, then please do come along. It starts at around 7:30. I think the first act will probably be on at 8, but it's good to get there.
Especially at Inch Bar. It's good to stake your claim on a place.
You've got to choose your spot, and you're going to stay there all night. We've got Luke and yourself, actually.
Oh, I was trying so hard not to say that on air.
My bad.
It's okay.
But you guys are going to be playing some really cool songs.
Yeah, I'm not promo. I want everybody to know that Sam was the one who said this, and I did not ask him to say this. But Luke and I have a few songs we will be performing. And then there's Emma Papworth
Incredible Emma Papworth from the Cleos.
Yeah, from Cleo's. Yeah. And it's Core Heart Entry as well. And it's going to be a great time.
It's going to be really, really fun. There's also, I think, Dankfest is on this weekend as well.
Yeah.
So if the heavy, crazy music isn't your thing, then you can come down to Inch Bar and enjoy some nice acoustic, quieter music with a cup of tea maybe or a beer
or a mulled wine
mulled wine is probably the way to go.
So many beautiful options there. Thank you so much, Sam. Is there anything else you'd like to say about the track before, and it comes out tomorrow, but we've got a special preview of it?
I guess it is completely different to anything else that I've ever released. I mean, Look Mama on TV probably is the closest song sonically to it, and it's gonna, if you come to the gig tomorrow, don't expect anything to sound like this, because I will just be strumming an acoustic guitar and playing some kind of acoustic songs. But this is quite the opposite. It's a poppy video game
kind
soundtrack.
Video game hyper pop-esque.
It's pretty crazy, but it's really fun. And there's a music video that's going to be premiering tomorrow on YouTube. So if you want to watch something tomorrow morning, there's the music video will be available tomorrow. Go buy it on Bandcamp or stream it or do whatever you want. It's your life.
It's your life. You can live it. Yep. But right now, if you're tuned into Radio 1, you will be listening to Way Too Frightened, the almost brand new when it releases tomorrow track by Sam Charlesworth. Thank you so much, Sam, for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me, Lily.
Oh, good.
Yeah, now, Siebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.